This is GQDN for Thursday, December 11th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Quest worthy. It's really good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some sales that are going on. We got a meeting that's in the esports corner. And Helldivers 2 might get some new arcs, story arcs possibly. But we begin today with what happened yesterday. The Women's Lead Games was revealed to everyone yesterday. And via bleedingcool.com, here is what was revealed. And I'm just doing the titles. Bobber Bros, No Means Nothing, A Heavy Morning, Bendable Blocks, Blue Man, Blue Ridge Hunting, Brave New Wonders, Code Bunny, Dice Gambit, Doo Ducky, Drywall Eating Simulator, Ghost Cam, Dublin Sushi, Haifa, I Write Games Not Tragedies, Cristella, Ledger Bound, Ledger Lost, Lost in the Roots, Nano Neighbors, Nave, Potions, A Curious Tale, Proveron, Rail, Warped Worlds and Troubled Times, Rotato, Shoe It All, The Witch's Bakery, Turnbound, Warframe, Wish Upon a Llama, and Yuha's Nightmare Episode 1, Catastrophe. Lots of games right there, and coming to different platforms, depending upon the game. So that's what happened there yesterday. Now we get to what happened overnight. Because PC Games N did say that GTA's Online new mission might give a glimpse into what's coming into GTA 6. And the Rockstar's acquisition of 5M, which is the biggest Grand Theft Auto role-playing community, is more integrated with the focus of the RP side of things. And PC Games says it seems inevitable for the new game. The mission creator went live with the latest GTA Online update, and it gave some ideas for what's coming into GTA 6 for the multiplayer component. This is referred to as the Mansions update, which is a safe house in the hills, and now it is in GTA Online. Now, while people are messing around with the GTA Online mansions, and you can buy all the benefits that come with them, there's a new quest that also gets GTA 5 protagonist Michael to return. And what PC Games Inn is saying is that Michael could be in GTA 6. So yeah, it's a little bit of Rumorville. Now you could choose the spawn points with the place of objective markers, and you could use up to 50 actors, which could be programmed with different behaviors, which you could add to vehicles and pickups, trucks. And you could set the time of day and music before you go on the mission. So that's what's going on in GTA Online, but could that be going into GTA 6 in some way? That will be interesting. What's going on? Well, maybe right now. Well, okay, maybe not right now. Helldivers 2, via GamesRadar.com, may have four arcs because they are being discussed by the Arrowhead's lead, and that is leading GamesRadar to say that, quote, the future of democracy is bright, end quote. And that's within Helldivers 2. Now, John Pelsted, the creative director of Helldivers 2 and the CEO of developer of Arrowhead Game Studio, got up on Twitter or X about the meeting that he was in and said, quote, with the directors talking about Helldivers 2, next four arcs, end quote, because he said that with an image featuring the four development leads at the restaurant. Now, one of the fans did joke about how the current pace of the four arcs could take 3 years to create them. And while there was many replies, they were making some light suggestions. One fan did joke about how it is at the current pace, but the arcs could take 3 years or more for the updates to come around. So he did reply, quote, we'll deliver a bit more often than that, especially now that we're in a better technical space, end quote. So we'll see when the next update comes. We'll stick with PC Games N, because they also said that there's a new Monster Hunter Wilds update, and the Monster Hunter Wilds free title update 4 launches in 5 days. But the Elder Dragon Gogmazos will not be there. Now, they did showcase the free title update in fall, Capcom did, and it did show some of the heroes running around trying to defeat another monster, which does appear to be a dragon, or dragon type, but they also showed some new fighters coming in as well. Fabius, the ace lancer from the main Wilds campaign, would be there, and a gunner expert, Nadia. There will also be a replayable event quest version of Gogmuzzles, and that will be permanently available. And the materials you would earn can be used on the fresh armor sets, along with upgrading the max rarity Arten weapons in the new Gogma variants. And you would also get one bonus skill and one group skill, chosen at random. Now there's also the festivals, the Monster Hunter Wilds Festival of Accord, Lumethim, and that will run from Friday, December 19th until Wednesday, January 14th. So Monster Hunter Wilds is going to get an update. Looks pretty good. It looks like the dragon will be there, so I'll backtrack on that one. But that's what happens when you read things verbatim. I do try to preview them, like this one. There's a game that's going to be shutting down. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Humanity, which is a 2023 puzzle platforming game that was nominated for a few awards, will be shutting down. The online service will be gone in March 2026. Impact Enhance did put up a post and said, quote, "Over the past 2.5 years, we at Enhance have been absolutely astonished by the quality and breadth of puzzles that Humanity community has created using the in-game stage creator. We thank everyone for their contributions to this community library," end quote. Now, right now, Humanity is included in the PlayStation Plus Extra and the Premium catalog. The PSVR 2 is also compatible, and the premium users can stream the title. But if you're worried about the trophies, don't worry about it, because you will still be able to obtain the Platinum Trophy after the user stages mode is shut down. So maybe some good news and the bad news. But this is going to be huge. We're going to the esports corner. EA is going to host the Madden Bowl 2026, and the finals will be held during the Super Bowl week. And this will be going on in San Francisco, California. And this will be a $1 million prize pool, and that'll run from February 8th, 2026, all the Super Bowl week. Players will compete live in San Francisco for a chance to become the champions and the home to the lion's share of the prize pool. Fans can tune in to the action on the EA Sports Madden NFL Twitch and YouTube channels, so you can follow them there. In fact, Evan Dexter, the VP of the franchise strategy and marketing at EA Sports, did say, quote, "Super Bowl week is a global celebration for the sports community, and EA Sports has long been part of that tradition. This year with Super Bowl, I want to say 40, but it's LX, Roman numerals, in the Bay Area, right in the backyard of our global headquarters. We're going bigger than ever before, creating unforgettable experiences and more ways to play, watch, compete, and connect for fans everywhere," end quote. So that could be that. But that's not the only thing. We're going back to Esports Insider, because the BCT EMEA is going to happen. And Esports Insider says, here's everything you need to know for the 2026 kickoff. So from January 20th until February 12th, 12 teams will be the ones competing for the championship points. And they will have the opportunity to represent the EMEA at the BCT Masters Centennial in February. Now, this will be a triple elimination format that will provide some competitive opportunities for every team. They are not using the double elimination bracket, where teams have two chances, one in the upper bracket and one in the lower bracket. The triple elimination will give participants three chances to emerge victorious from the tournament. Now, championship points will be distributed as follows. Keep in mind, this could give qualifications for the Valorant champions later on in the season. The winner gets 4 points, second place 3 points, third place 2 points, fourth place 1 point. Now, round one has been already drawn. Here are the four games. Navi versus Carmine Corp. Foot Sports versus Gentle Mates. Pacific Esports versus BBL's Esports. ULF Esports versus Team Vitality. Fnatic, Team Liquid, Giant X, and Team Heretics will be giving a bye so that way they can play in round two of the upper bracket. Tickets are on sale at the Riot Games Arena in Berlin, Germany, and they'll be going live today at 5 p.m. BST. So if you cannot attend the VCT EMEA kickoff in person, the games will be broadcast on the Twitch channel. That is Valorant_EMEA. So to all the teams, good luck. This one apparently didn't need it. The Game Awards is tonight. So when I say Halo 3 wins Game of the Year, that was a GameStop award. This comes to us from purexbox.com. And yes, they won the GameStop Game of the Year, Halo 3. And Pure Xbox also gave all the awards here. Comeback of the Year, Fortnite. Scariest Game of the Year. No, I'm not a human. Best Pokemon Card of the Year, Charizard. Best Nintendo Game of the Year, Donkey Kong Bonanza. Creator of the Year, Koryx Tenshin. Shiny Hunter of the Year, Sauce McGavin. PlayStation Game of the Year, Clear Obscura Expedition 33. Worst Game of the Year, Nintendo Switch 2 Welcome Tour. The game I only had time to put more than 2 hours in because I was busy of the year, Hades 2. Best Call of Duty skin, Jay. Trade of the Year, Bobcat. Best Xbox Game of the Year, Clear Obscura Expedition 33. Most Anticipated Game of the Year, GTA 6. Game Store of the Year, GameStop. Game of the Year, Halo 3. And some of those games are on sale. Some of the Xbox games have been reduced by 90 to 95%. So you might want to take a look. Here's just a couple of them. Batman Arkham, Assassin's Creed, Mortal Kombat 11, and Injustice 2 Bundle. All these games are under $10, even the bundles. Watch Dogs Legion, XCOM 2, and XCOM 2 Digital Deluxe Edition. There are more games that are on sale by 85%, which would include Far Cry 5 Gold Edition, very good, Psychonauts 2, and Soul Calibur 6, oh, and Watch Dogs Legion, 80%, Far Cry 4, Far Cry 6 Game of the Year Edition, Lego Star Wars, both The Force Awakens and the Skywalker Saga, and many more. This is the time for sales, big time. But why not a stocking stuffer? And if they're a PlayStation fan, PushSquare.com now has a 30th anniversary watch collection. In fact, Anacorn, they post up on X, PlayStation Anacorn, the first PlayStation limited edition mechanical watch, limited to 300 pieces, a tribute to the original PlayStation that revolutionized the game industry in 1994. This anniversary timepiece that encapsulates the essence of gaming nostalgia. The dial and strap are adorned with the four iconic triangle, circle, X, and square, while the hands are decorated with the start and select from the PlayStation controller, serving as visual homage to the controller that has become synonymous with gaming excellence. Built for creators, collectors, and gamers who grew up pressing power. Coming soon, 10 p.m. EST on the 18th of December. 1 week from today. Now, they're not going to be cheap. The limited edition watch is $780, while the play symbol variants are at $250. They are collectibles, and you can collect all the podcasts up on thegroupquest.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for everything from the Game Awards and maybe some other news too. So until then, oh, by the way, twitch.tv/DawnForge tonight. Go play some video games, people.